Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Learn Better by Ulrich Boser is a practical guide to improving how you learn, whether you are trying to excel in school, advance at work, or master a personal skill. Drawing on widely discussed ideas from cognitive science, behavioral research, and education, Boser focuses on learning as a set of trainable skills rather than a fixed talent. The book centers on a memorable framework built around five core elements that influence progress, mindset, motivation, learning strategies, practice, and feedback. Instead of offering generic productivity tips, it emphasizes why certain approaches work, how to build durable understanding, and how to avoid common traps like passive rereading or overconfidence. The tone is accessible and application-oriented, with examples meant to translate research into everyday routines. Overall, Learn Better aims to help readers become more intentional learners, making improvement predictable, measurable, and repeatable across different subjects and goals. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, mindset. Building beliefs that support growth. A central theme in Learn Better is that how you think about learning shapes what you do when it gets difficult. Boser highlights the importance of adopting a growth-oriented mindset, the belief that skills can be developed through effort, strategies, and support. This perspective matters because learning is inherently uncomfortable. Confusion, mistakes, and slow progress are normal signals of change. When people assume ability is fixed, they often interpret struggle as proof they are not good at something, which encourages avoidance and shallow practice. A growth-oriented approach reframes struggle as information. It encourages experimentation, persistence, and curiosity about what is not yet working. The book also connects mindset to identity and self-talk. Instead of labeling yourself as bad at math or not a language person, you learn to describe specific gaps and next steps. Boser points readers toward concrete actions that reinforce a productive mindset, such as setting process goals, tracking small improvements, and reflecting on what helped you learn rather than only judging outcomes. The practical benefit is resilience. You become less derailed by setbacks and more likely to sustain the long, uneven effort required to become competent or excellent. Secondly, motivation. Using goals, purpose, and emotion to keep going, Boser treats motivation as a learnable skill rather than a mysterious personality trait. He explores why wanting to learn is not enough, and why motivation often collapses when tasks feel boring, intimidating, or slow to reward. A key idea is that motivation improves when goals are specific, personally meaningful, and connected to immediate actions. Instead of vague intentions like learn to code, you define what success looks like, why it matters, and what you will do this week. The book also emphasizes the role of emotions in learning. Anxiety can narrow attention, while a sense of progress can fuel persistence. Readers are encouraged to design conditions that make effort more likely, such as breaking work into short units, removing friction, and creating accountability through peers or deadlines. Boser also discusses how environment and social context influence drive. Mentors, teams, and communities can supply structure, feedback, and a sense of belonging that makes persistence easier. By treating motivation as something you can engineer, you stop waiting for inspiration and start building routines that carry you through low-energy days. The payoff is consistency, which is often the true differentiator between casual interest and real expertise. Thirdly, strategies. Learning methods that create durable understanding. Learn Better distinguishes between activities that feel like learning and methods that actually change performance. Boser highlights common pitfalls such as passive review, highlighting, or rereading, which can create familiarity without mastery. In contrast, the book points towards strategies associated with stronger retention and transfer, including active recall, spacing study over time, and interleaving related skills rather than blocking one topic for too long. Another emphasis is elaboration, explaining ideas in your own words, asking why and how, and connecting new knowledge to what you already know. These approaches are effective because they force the brain to retrieve, organize, and rebuild information, which strengthens memory and comprehension. Boser also encourages learners to plan their learning like a project. That means diagnosing what you do not understand, selecting a strategy that matches the task, and measuring whether the approach worked. For example, if you can solve practice problems without notes, you are likely building useful retrieval strength. If you only recognize answers when you see them, you may be stuck in recognition rather than recall. The practical message is that better learning is less about time spent and more about choosing methods that challenge you in the right ways. Fourthly, practice, deliberate effort, repetition with variation, and skill building. Boser frames practice as the engine of expertise, but he stresses that not all practice is equal. Repeating a task mindlessly can reinforce errors or plateau performance. The book emphasizes deliberate practice principles, focusing on specific sub-skills, working at the edge of your current ability, and repeating with intention. effective practice often involves breaking complex abilities into components, isolating weak areas, and then recombining them in realistic contexts. Bowser also points to the value of varied practice. When you practice with small changes in context, difficulty, or examples, you improve flexibility and transfer, the ability to apply a skill in new situations. This is especially important in work and real life, where problems rarely match a single rehearsed pattern. Another practical element is managing cognitive load. Short, focused sessions with clear objectives can outperform long, unfocused ones, particularly when you incorporate breaks and review over time. The goal is not perfection in practice, but progress. You want evidence that your performance is improving and that you can execute under conditions closer to the real world. By viewing practice as designable, you gain a roadmap for steady improvement instead of relying on talent or luck. Lastly, feedback, information loops that correct errors and accelerate progress. In Learn Better, feedback is presented as the compass for learning. Without it, you can spend hours practicing the wrong thing or reinforcing misunderstandings. Bowser discusses why high-quality feedback is specific, timely, and actionable. It should tell you what happened, why it happened, and what to try next. The book also highlights that learners need to seek feedback proactively rather than waiting for formal evaluations. This can mean testing yourself, comparing your work to strong examples, using rubrics, or asking a coach targeted questions. Bowser also addresses the emotional challenge of feedback. People often avoid critique because it feels like judgment, yet improvement depends on seeing reality clearly. Developing a feedback-friendly attitude involves separating your identity from your performance and treating critique as data. Another key idea is the importance of tight feedback loops. The shorter the time between action and response, the faster you can adjust. In business, this might mean rapid iterations and metrics. In school, it might mean practice quizzes and immediate review of mistakes. The book encourages readers to build systems where feedback is routine, not occasional. When feedback becomes a normal part of learning, progress becomes faster, more predictable, and easier to sustain. In conclusion, Learn Better is best suited for students who want stronger grades without endless cramming, professionals who need to keep up with changing skills, and lifelong learners who want a repeatable method for mastering new domains. It will also appeal to managers, coaches, and educators who want to help others improve, because the framework is easy to communicate and apply. The book can benefit a reader's life by turning learning into a controllable process. Instead of guessing what to do next, you gain tools for setting the right mindset, sustaining motivation, choosing high-impact strategies, practicing deliberately, and using feedback to correct course. These habits reduce frustration, shorten the time to competence, and build confidence that you can tackle unfamiliar challenges. Compared with similar books on study hacks or productivity, Learn Better stands out for its balanced, systems-oriented approach. It does not rely on a single trick or one narrow context. It connects research-backed principles to practical routines across school, business, and personal goals. If you want a clear framework that helps you learn smarter and keep improving over time, it is a worthwhile purchase. If you would like to support Ulrich Bowser, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.